Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, wherever and with whatever favorite beverage, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours slinging our crap at ya. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, America. Sorry, I was working right up until the show.
I was lengthening out the L's on Vile so that you could...
I was just posting a thing for our show. It's okay.
Well, thank you for
listening, everybody.
And the sheep, thank you all. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, ladies and germs, streaming at you. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like. We keep our eye holes peered on that. Peered? Peel? Well, peered too. We fucking look at our Twitter all the time at Crab Diving. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. And don't forget, you can sling us a message on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving. I'm just looking at stuff. We had some dealing with South African.
What's going on? Tech people?
Tech people, service people. Crab diving was brought down today by the man.
Oh, no.
And we're trying to figure out how.
Oh, really? Was it really brought down?
I got an email that said, we've canceled your station per your request. And I was like,
oh, shit.
And we ain't done requested that.
Is it evil? Are the Koch brothers sending minions?
Someone with a Russian accent.
Oh, yes.
We would like Putin to cancel our crab diving.
Next.
You probably can't hear that, ladies and gentlemen. No, we got sounds of the ghetto here, Los Angeles, California. But yeah, apparently we seem to be going and it was, everything was reinstated and turned back on. Now we're trying to figure out where and how and from whence our cancellation occurred. So I'm just, I just got distracted by an email from South Africa. Anyway,
hello.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. Donald Trump opens his mouth again.
Good
I just
guy.
Saw like a couple of minutes ago, we got a new one. He's, I think he's done. I think he doesn't want to be president. I think he's just like, fuck it. The debate was too hard.
Hard.
It was too much for him, for his tiny little hands and his little brain.
Tweet out a dick pic?
No, he talked about veterans.
Oh my god,
the newest one that he just,
dude, I saw that
he just came out with. Yeah, I just put it up on our Facebook page. Join us at facebook.com/thecrabdiving.
Is he gonna show up to that debate tomorrow?
That's VP.
Oh, that's the vice presidential debate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming he's not going to be in the audience with a sign that says, I love Pence.
Oh, right. Hey, by the way, if anybody in the San Francisco area is watching the debate at a bar, tweet us at Crab Diving and let me know the name of the bar. I got to find a place for my boss to watch the debate at, and I'm having a little trouble, so whatever. Thank you.
Who gives a fuck about the VP debate?
I didn't even realize it was the VP debate.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I mean,
I think you would have had an easy time finding the last debate,
but nobody's. Oh my god!
I don't think bars are having special VP debate nights.
I just got sad for my afternoon after the show full of research. I'm not, how the fuck am I going to find that?
Save us from Ryan's day job, everybody. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy any shit you buy through our portal. You start buying enough, Ryan can quit his day job.
I mean, who wants to watch that? I mean, I would, I guess I would want to watch the debate just to see Pence be an asshole. I mean, because I don't know that he's going to have gaffes like Trump would, or say something incredibly. I could see him saying something racist, mean, horrendous, but not biting.
Who, Pence?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just going to be standard.
He'll be a dick.
He'll be standard Republican racism.
GOP.
And, and xenophobia. And
sure.
He won't be as crazy as Trump, but he's going to spend all of his time defending Trump. That's what he's been doing. Nobody gives a shit what Mike Pence thinks. Everybody, I'm hoping every question is like, so how can you stand next to a man who called a woman Miss Piggy?
Yeah. Well, easily. He's a dick. I mean, he's a young earther, right? Isn't he one of these weird that guys that doesn't
believe? Well, he doesn't believe in evolution. Whether or not he's an actual young earther, I don't know if he goes that far, but he's definitely a anti... I don't think he's an evolution guy. Like, if they had...
Yeah.
They didn't do that this time. I wish they would have done it again. But remember in the 2000 and the 12 election for the Republican primary? Was it 12 or was it 8? Now it all bleeds together. But they, the moderator asked, who here believes in evolution? It was like crickets.
Who is...
There was only one or two of them.
God damn it. Who is Hillary Clinton's running mate? Who is it?
Tim Kaine.
I was like Bob Kaine, and I'm like, that's the guy that created Batman.
See, there you go.
God.
Mission accomplished.
Boring. Yeah. Do no harm.
Don't overshadow the candidate.
Why didn't she pick Bill? Could she have picked Bill legally?
No, he can't, because...
That sucks.
She has, I mean, when she drops dead of Parkinson's or AIDS or whatever she has, they don't want him to be president again. He can't be president again. The Pensacola office tweeted me and says NPR says they're going to fact check the VP debate live.
Yeah, shit.
They're the only ones. I think there were all kinds of outlets fact checking the Prezi debate. But for, again, when it comes to the vice presidential debate, this is really like the JV team.
Who cares? It's not going to be entertaining.
Maybe. I mean, wouldn't it be hilarious if they just started screaming at each other? And
wouldn't
these
be,
are two of, like,
right,
outwardly nice guys. Even Pence, as much of a Christo-fascist neo-dickwad he is.
Is he nice?
He seems like you could...
Does he?
I mean, he's civil. But compared to Trump, what the fuck? Compared to the atmosphere we've got going on now, and you've got thugs like Giuliani and Trump and...
Doesn't Pence have close-set eyes? Like, his eyes are very close together?
He might, yeah. We know what the Hollywood Hick says about that.
By the way, listen to the Hollywood Hick every day at 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. or at midnight.
The elusive Hollywood Hick these days. Yes. He's been on a little hiatus.
But he hates those close-set eyes.
Oh,
people.
Here's Donald Trump this morning speaking at... a event called, God, why is he out with Tony Perkins?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Donald Trump is out with Tony Perkins and Jerry Boykin, two of the heinous Christo fascists of the Family Research Council.
Have we done Boykin stories? I don't remember
a little
him.
Bit.
Okay.
He's Family Research Council. He's,
Tony Perkins is horrendous.
Yeah. He's the poobah over there, right? But Jerry Boykin, I think we've played some
Boykin,
some shit from him. He's the vice president over there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Here's a list of the, some of their accomplishments. So this is, by the way, who Trump is out stumping with today.
Oh, yes.
And was at an event hosted by a newly formed group called Retired American Warriors Pack. Which, if they're supporting Trump, means it's old, angry, white veterans.
Or they just don't read news articles or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Tony Perkins has linked homosexuality to pedophilia, compared it to alcoholism, said it advances gay rights, say it, and said advances in gay rights encourage ISIS. He's warned that LGBT rights advocates will launch a Holocaust against Christians, placing who oppose same-sex marriage into, quote, boxcars.
Jesus Christ.
Says gay rights advocates are intolerant, hateful, vile, spiteful, and pawns of Satan.
Jesus.
This is a guy that Donald Trump sat with this morning.
You know, I know a lot of gay people. I've never really heard in the gay community any kind of like anti-Semitic, you know.
I mean, I'm sure there are, but
of course, but I just didn't know that. That's not a theme in the LGBT community. That's more of like an alt-right thing, right?
Right. Tony Perkins has defended Uganda's Kill the Gays bill as, quote, a laudable effort to uphold moral conduct.
Jeez.
So that goes on and on. Jerry Boykin,
he supports Kill the Gays, and he's worried about gay people being anti-Semitic? What the fuck?
Jerry Boykin seems to specialize his thing is anti-Muslim rhetoric and anti-Obama conspiracy theories.
Okay.
So you've got Tony Perkins out there. You know, you got to watch out for the gays. Meanwhile, Jerry Boykin is batting cleanup on Islam and Obama conspiracy theories.
Which means he's a birther, right? That's basically it.
Jerry Boykin has said that Islam is evil. Islam is not a religion and does not deserve First Amendment protections.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jerry.
He wants to ban mosques.
I'm going to ban your face.
He warned that Obama is using the health care reform law as a cover to establish a private army of brown shirts loyal to just him. I don't know. I mean, there's a link here, but I can't even. I don't know how that fucking logic works.
Are brown shirts, were they the name of the Nazi youth in Germany?
No. Yes. No.
I just don't know where that term comes from.
Hitler Youth might have been a different deal, but the brown shirts were Trump's like street urchin or Hitler's street.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freudian slip. Were Hitler's like street thugs.
Oh, okay.
They were loyalists to the party who were out imposing the shit they wanted to outside of the police.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that.
They monitor elections and make sure people didn't vote twice.
Yeah, they will be.
Oh, okay.
He did that. He said that again over the weekend. I think we have that one too.
I mean, that seems insightful to me. You know, like he's insightful.
Not S-I-G-H-T.
I'm sure insightful.
Inciting.
Inciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I use the wrong words.
Sturmabteilung.
Nein!
The Sturmabteilung.
Okay.
Oh, wait, here.
Sturmabteilung.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Is that Google Translate? Or
it's Wikipedia. Pronounce your shit. Sturmabteilung.
Sturmabteilung.
Sturmabteilung. Literally the storm detachment were the paramilitary wing of the Nazi party.
Oh, okay.
They were a significant role in Hitler's rise to power in the 20s and 30s. Primary purpose providing protection for Nazi rallies and assemblies. Like, some of these guys were like, we're going to go protect the rallies.
Wait, you need to protect us? They need to protect Trumpolos at the rallies?
They've been known in contemporary times as brown shirts from the color of their uniform shirts, similar to Benito Mussolini's black shirts. Leave it to the Italians more stylish, of course.
Oh, yes. It's true. I'd rather wear a black shirt. I mean, it's easier to match any primary color.
Well,
brown.
You are a spring, so, you know, you should.
Oh, I'm a spring?
Because
of my eyes?
No, I don't know what you are.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Well, how does that work? Like, if you have green eyes, what are you?
I don't know.
Are you a fall? What about hazel?
I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
We need a style show on the network.
I just know there's spring, summer, winter, and fall, right? I could tell you the four seasons, but how they apply to...
Jesus.
I think summers are darker, right? I don't know.
You know.
I think I'm a winter, care.
Listen, I tell you this.
Pasty white, blue eyes.
Perfect. Trump has given us an opportunity to really learn a lot about Nazis and white supremacy.
It's a great lesson.
I have never heard so much about that shit before his candidacy.
So here is Trump speaking this morning at this retired American Warriors pack, or Raup. R-A-W-P.
What is that?
Raupack.
Oh, okay.
Here he is, again, saying something shitty. This time, takes a big steaming billionaire dump on veterans with PTSD.
I saw this headline.
As you mentioned, there's a tragic suicide epidemic among our veterans, among our military and their families. While the military and VA are working on the problem, their efforts continue to fall short. There are a number of faith-based programs outside the DOD and the VA.
Orange tie on the Donald. Look at Donald rocking the Halloween tie.
Is that Donald talking right now?
No. Oh, this is some drooler in the audience with perfect. His question. I mean, it's a citizen.
Oh, right.
There are a number of faith-based programs outside the DOD and the VA that are continuing to be successful in stopping suicide and divorce rates. Spiritual fitness works on these types of problems. The government is not taking advantage of these programs and services.
Oh, so this asshole wants our tax money to go to churches and pretend and their pretend counseling services. Such bullshit.
How horrible. And it is a real problem. I mean, veterans killing themselves. It's a real issue that needs like real solutions.
Where are these fuckers?
I don't know that praying helps.
Trying to get us to pay for their churches.
Yeah, that's what this is.
More of this shit. Trying to, not only are these assholes tax-free and get away with every shenanigan you can, now they want more money from us, from the taxpayers. They want our voucher money for their schools so that you can have choice in schools.
Boo.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck all this shit.
So this idiot is like, faith-based. There's faith-based things that the government isn't taking advantage of.
God, you got to go to some of these churches. And not even the mega churches, man. They have, like, amazing gymnasiums. They have workout facilities. Huge kitchens.
Yeah, rooms where you can get the gay beaten out of you.
Oh, yes.
Problems. The government is not taking advantage of these programs and services. So my question for you is, when you become president, will you support and fund a more holistic approach to solve the problem?
Holistic?
What does that mean?
Holistic means use everything available, including Jesus bullshit.
Oh, I see.
Approach to solve the problems and issues of veteran suicide, PTSD, TBI, and other related military mental and behavioral health issues. And will you take steps to restore the historic role of our chaplains and the importance of spiritual fitness and spiritual resiliency programs?
In other words, are you going to let Jesus take over the military and make sure that we let the churches take over mental health care for our veterans?
Spiritual fitness. What an odd term. What does that mean? That means...
Your church should be providing counseling gratis.
Oh, yeah, man. Because they get tax breaks.
Fuck yeah. What are they doing with our millions?
But I don't understand. How do you achieve a high level of spiritual fitness? You spend enough time talking to Sky God?
You
praying?
Yeah, you do soul ups.
Oh, you donate enough money to the church? You fill that collection
that's
plate?
That's the big one, yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Resiliency programs.
Yes, I would. Look, we need that so badly. And when you...
Yes. He didn't. I'm surprised he didn't say thank you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, thank you.
When you talk about the mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
What is that? You're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it. In other words, you're weak. If you get PTSD, that wouldn't happen to me. Not to Trump, of course.
Handle it.
But these pussies that come back that see shit, nobody here. You know how he said, nobody here in this audience, you've seen it, but you're okay. Like, you've seen horrible things, and you guys can handle it. But those sad weaklings that come back that can't handle it, you know, those mincing.
Yeah.
This is where that mindset is from.
God,
you're damaged if you've got, you're weak if you come back with PTSD.
I got a friend who told me about watching his buddy get his legs blown off in Iraq, and I don't know how you quote unquote handle that. How anybody's supposed to handle that? What does he mean? He's a fucking idiot, this Trump. How insensitive.
Yeah. Here's the rest.
Doesn't make any sense.
Things that Maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it. And they see horror stories. They see events that you couldn't see in a movie. Nobody would believe it. Now, we need a mental health help and medical.
There you go. But so there you go. When you talk about mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in the room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
What?
You're strong and you can handle it.
He sounds like he's speaking from a position of authority. What has he seen in his life that he can't handle? Black people renting his apartments.
He's saying everybody in the room can handle it, and I'm sure he includes himself too.
Oh yes,
you know, I would never get PTSD.
Good God,
because you know he's a big swinging man with big giant balls.
Man, there's all kinds of shit going on in this. I mean, there's first of all, there's this huge misunderstanding of like mental health. I mean, people aren't treating it like a disease, like a real thing. I mean, if you say you need a high level of spiritual fitness to handle PTSD, isn't that demonstrating some sort of misunderstanding of what it means to have a mental problem?
It's that old school. If you've got anything, didn't they? That's how they sank Dukakis, right? They found out that he might have seen a therapist once in his life.
Oh my God, I don't remember that.
Yeah. I mean, now you might be able to get away with it a little more, but
yeah.
But Dukakis, that was one of the main things that brought him down. Well, that and jumping in that tank.
I was going to say the tank moment when he drove the tanker. What did he do? He drove a tank around?
I don't know. He just got in a tank and looked like a fool, yeah. I guess.
He had a lot of eyebrows.
He was eyebrow-tastic.
Yeah. He ran for president years ago, if anybody doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about. He's kind of...
Oh, sorry.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, October the 3rd. Happy October 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
I hope.
Well, wait, I mean, do we need to talk to Gay God about spiritual fitness or anything?
Gay God's in shape. Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? Gay God's up on that cross with those abs, man.
He's dashing.
Over at the commie pinko liberal.
Fate.
Huffington the Post.
Ate my dick. Ooh.
This is brand new.
Oh, shit.
This is really good news. Hill breaks loose, it says. HuffPo forecast now has Clinton odds at 84%. Some new polls must come in. Little Donnie is going to be throwing a little hissy fit. This says, we're likely to see the first woman elected president of the United States on November 8th based on the HuffPost forecast model, now putting Hillary Clinton at an 83.6% chance of winning against Donald J. Trump.
Don't you think she should pack it up and go on vacation? So when she assumes office, she'll be rested.
She'll be,
you know what
fresh.
I mean?
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
It reminds me.
Maybe she could go to that island where Bill hangs out with all the young women.
Her and Uma.
Uma.
God.
She's
totally going to win unless, I mean, there's no way she's not going to win.
I'm encouraged. We talked about this offline. Shit happens over the weekend. I can't remember if we talked about it on the show or if we talked about it offline. The Roger Stone, remember, former guest of the old Crab Nation show.
We had a standard personal conversation about Roger Stone.
We talked to Roger Stone for about 25 minutes, right?
Something
like that, 20, 25 minutes.
But I mean, we spoke about it over the weekend, I believe, off the air.
Yes, we did. Roger Stone said, tweeted out over the weekend, like something like on Wednesday, Hillary's done.
Oh,
hashtag
yeah.
WikiLeaks.
What's going on?
And
I
then
wonder.
They were teasing Julian Assange, slipping the tip in and saying, we're going to release some more of the emails or whatever that was hacked from Hillary Clinton or the DNC server or wherever.
Ouch.
But then today they announced, well, we're going to postpone that for I don't know. They said something about security reasons or something. He's holed up in the fucking, is it Bolivian embassy? Ecuadorian embassy? He's in an embassy in Britain where he's been for years now because he's, there's an extradition warrant for him to Sweden, I want to say, for some rapey type stuff. He thinks it's trumped up charges because of his, you know, WikiLeaks-iness and stuff like that.
What does he do all day there? I mean, if you're stuck in that embassy, I mean, do they have a gym?
I'm sure they do.
Does he, I mean, God, a pool? I mean, I just, do they have books for him to read? I don't know what you do.
And you mean they couldn't have snuck him out by now? Like stuffed him in a plant or a laundry thing?
I feel like, hey, Julian, if you're listening to this podcast, please, I watch a episode of 24 or maybe an episode of Blacklist. I'm sure they've had episodes where they've snuck people out of embassies. Can't be that fucking hard.
Right. God. Call Hollywood.
Right.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo celebrating more polls coming in that shows that really with only 38-ish days left to go, 37, 38 days to go, the Don is probably doomed.
Sad.
I already saw the headline. Well, there's another story over here at the HuffPo, but I already saw the headline at the Drudge, if it's the same one, which is what the story at the HuffPo is referring. The headline at the HuffPo says, is Matt Drudge okay? Question mark. Could somebody check on him?
Right.
And the reason is because the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Buzz.
I am Bill Clinton's son.
Is he really?
I am real. I want to meet my dad. Set for first TV in interview. This is a young man who has been running around for quite some time now.
Oh, he's son of Bubba.
Yeah, he even has a webpage, I'm the son of Bill Clinton, his name is Danny Williams. He calls himself Danny Williams-Clinton. On his Facebook page, my name is Danny Lee Williams. I'm the son of the 42nd president of the United States, Bill Clinton. All I want to do is shake my father's hand. I have requested a DNA test. Please help me by liking my video and sharing my message. This guy's been around for a while claiming this. But the thing is, Drudge Report, this is the same shit that the Drudge Report.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't a scoop, by the way, because months ago, Glenn Beck had it. Bill Clinton reportedly had an affair with a prostitute in Little Rock, Arkansas. Her name is Bobby Ann Williams, and she, along with her family, have passed multiple a little spell check is your friend, or you know, a pair of eyes is your friend. Human eyes,
because that would have been caught. It's the worst. Yeah, I hate typos.
Buddy Young, a former Arkansas state trooper, admitted that in 1983 he drove Clinton and Bobby to her mother's home near Hot Springs for an extended intimate visit.
Oh shit!
Both were paid $400 each. Plus a $50 tip. $400 in 1983 dollars.
Yeah. Shit.
Bill's quite generous when he's slipping his dick somewhere.
Jeez, why doesn't this cop shut the fuck up and take his money, man?
This was in 1999. There was a New York Daily News story.
Yes.
The 13-year-old son of a former Arkansas prostitute has reportedly undergone DNA testing to see if his father is President Bill Clinton. Star Magazine reports that Little Rock teen Danny Williams is cooperating with the tabloid to find out if he was conceived during an alleged paid sex encounter.
Oh my God.
Between Bill Clinton and Bobby Ann Williams when she was a hooker.
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill. Can you wear a fucking, can the governor wear a condom?
The funny thing is somebody tweeted out Justin Green from who's Justin Green? Politics editor at he's the politics editor at the Independent Journal. He tweeted out, fun fact, back in 1999, Drudge Report broke the story that the paternity test proved he was not Bill Clinton's son.
So now they're now they're saying he is. They're putting a story on their front page based on the fact that this guy could be his son. What the fuck?
Well, that's it. Let's see. Earlier this year, the Daily Beast tried to re-report on this story. It ended up with a lot of people not returning a lot of calls. But they sat down. Oh, I'm not going to read what Robert Morrow had to say. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
He's that lunatic in Texas. That guy that hangs out with Roger Stone that wrote that Hillary's a snatch book or whatever the hell, essentially.
He's the tweeter. He's the guy that tweets all those, like, the obscene tweets.
Yeah, big-titted women, giant-titted women, and he's a public servant. Or he's the head of the, he was elected the head of the GOP in that county in Texas.
Oh, my, that's awesome. Texas, Jesus Christ.
So now, after they got caught on it, Drudge added another headline that says, there was no DNA test.
Wow. Well, doesn't Drudge have any Clinton DNA left over?
But their source for there was no DNA test is Robert Morrow, the conspiracy loon.
Well, how the fuck would he know?
Well, exactly.
Is it a slow news day at Drudge? Do they have nothing else to put on their fucking headlines? Didn't they have one shitty thing they could have said about Hillary Clinton or a bad picture they could have aired or maybe suggested that she does, in fact, have AIDS?
Now they're just making the rest of this story is just making plain fun of Drudge Report. Scott Walker, clear front runner.
That was one of their headlines.
Yeah, they were trying to make he was a big Scott Walker bunghole licker.
Oh,
and
yes. yummy.
When that didn't pan out, I guess they were, you know, Drudge was trying to spin that shit over in that section.
How sad. Scott Walker was one of the saddest presidential candidates. How long did he last? I mean, even in the primary, he lasted about 2 weeks. Even with Coke money, right?
Nate Silver tweeted out in response today, I see that we've reached the racist Drudge conspiracy phase of the campaign already.
No.
Already? Has he not been paying attention to what's going on over at the Drudge Report? So there you go. Matt Drudge dredging up faux journalism.
Wow.
With the Bill Clinton's illegitimate son. And again, who cares?
Right. Who gives a fuck? If he has an illegitimate son walking around, does it matter?
If it was a hooker while he was governor of Arkansas is the issue. But then again, how does that...
And then again,
really affect Hillary.
And also, why would the Republicans even want to bring it up? It's not like they're the party of family values.
Well, they don't care. Did you hear that? Really, I think Rudy Giuliani may be even more of a slime ball than Trump. Like lower on the because he's smarter and he knows better. Trump is dumb.
I was about to say though, Giuliani is really coming off as kind of dim as well. I mean,
I don't think he's coming. I think he's evil. I think he knows what's going on, and he's pandering in an evil, disgusting way.
But the idea that he would say anything about someone's morals...
He was questioned over the weekend,
fidelity?
And he said, well, it's different because Hillary went after the women, which nobody can really find corroboration of that.
How did she go after them? That doesn't make any sense.
They found an email where she called... Monica Lewinsky, like a silly little girl or you know, something. But that's about it. It wasn't, you know, it's really.
She sucked her husband's dick while he was president in the Oval Office. And she called her a silly little girl.
Something like, you know, I mean, that
fucking
that
relax.
Level, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, please. What a measured response.
But then Giuliani said, well, you know, he said, well, what about your own infidelities? Well, you know, I've confessed those to my priest.
No, fuck
so
you.
So it's all good.
Oh, yeah, sky guy.
Wait a second. So it's all good. So only the Catholics are absolved of all that shit? Magic Catholic juice of some sort?
Ooh, yummy. You know, I saw some meme somewhere. It was like...
Ridiculous.
Like, is heaven just full of a bunch of assholes that confess all their shitty sins right before they were died?
Well, right. If that's how you get into heaven.
Oh, God, you had a funny tweet, too. Something about infidelity. Trump to Trump, infidelity is only a place you can get a mortgage at or something like that.
Oh, fidelity is
fidelity.
Yeah,
infidelity.
The only fidelity Trump knows about is that it's a mortgage company. Or something.
That's funny.
So there you go. That's the headlines over at the completely off the rails conspiracy theory site now, Drudge Report.
I mean, the sad thing is a lot of people read Drudge.
It's the biggest news site, one of the biggest news sites out there.
And not ironically, like we read it ironically. A lot of people read it like, you know, for the fucking news.
Right. Also in the Donald today, it was announced in New York, the town so nice, they named it twice, that the Trump Foundation has been ordered to cease its fundraising activities in New York State.
Oh, my God.
The Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, said, quote, "The Trump Foundation must immediately cease soliciting contributions or engaging in any other fundraising activities in New York because they were not properly registered under state law to conduct activities and solicit donations. They got in trouble." We talked about this, I think, on Friday's show. They got in trouble for that rally that Trump's fuck you, I'm not going to your stupid debate rally, when he bailed on that one debate, Iowa, I want to say, and then in the primaries, and then through his own party,
He
said, I'm just going to have a rally, and I'm going to give all the money to veterans. I'm going to give all the money to veterans. So then they set up a website, like with a redirect, here, sign up here to give your money for this thing. But the money went to Trump Foundation.
And then that money went right to the veterans.
And you can't, but you can't do that without having certain jump through certain hoops and shit. Like they were this Trump Foundation, let's remember, is supposed to be something that Trump puts his money into to give away.
Right.
That's the way it's usually set up for these kind of foundations for super rich people. But Trump turned it into a money laundering scheme where he put money into it in the beginning. And then since 2008 hasn't put a fucking dime in and just takes money from other people, turns around and donates it in his name.
How the fuck is anyone voting for this guy? I don't get it. I don't understand.
He says it like it is, Ryan. He says what's on his mind. He's not a politician.
What is he, though? Honestly, what is he? He's a fucking crook.
He's a fraud.
I don't know.
A flim-flam man.
What does he do?
Who has failed upward his entire life.
I mean, that's a talent. A lot of people fail downward.
Yeah, not when you start off with a couple hundred mil.
Oh, that's
true. Really got to fuck up.
You really
to fail downward with a when daddy dies and leaves you a couple $100 million empire.
It seems to me that if Trump were smart, we wouldn't know who the fuck he is. He would have taken all that money he inherited, shoved it in a bank, and shut the fuck up and sat on the beach his whole life. I don't get it. Why does somebody want to do this? And what's his end game with his campaign? Is it still just to establish a massive media empire or something?
I don't. I think
because you said it, he doesn't want to win.
Yeah, I don't know that he does, or I don't know. I it's nothing is predictable about this race. Really, it's just been batshit from the beginning with Trump involved, and it's
like who could
predict
fuck?
What the fuck going on.
Excuse like me. He's gonna say he's gonna marginalize people that served our country that have PTSD. Who the fuck is gonna agree with him? Who wants to even agree with him? Even if you feel that way for some fucked up reason, why would you even voice that?
I don't get it.
I think he just got confused when he was talking, because that must happen a lot with him. He must get confused because he has no ideas. And so he's just bullshitting.
Yeah, he's worthless. He's a worthless human being. He's a big gas bag. I'm sure, like, all of these, quote, business decisions.
Yes.
You know, when you get to a certain level, you pay people to make your business decisions for you.
So he doesn't do shit.
You hire people to say, look, I don't want to deal with this. Tell me which way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's not pouring over desks full of files when there's a deal going on. Tell me he reads one period or one number off a piece of paper when any of these deals are going on.
And now
he goes and he schmoozes and he shakes hands and he's Trump. And all, and that's what he wants to do as president.
And
he
now his foundation is shut down.
Yeah. How, what, yeah, what, how, what the, kind of a, what kind of a poison culture does that demonstrate at a company, at an organization that your foundation, which by the way, let's talk about Clinton Foundation. Lily White Pristine. They can't find anything wrong with it, despite the fact that they're saying pay for play, which is a, can't be proven either and is, yeah, is bullshit. But the actual foundation itself, what it does, where the money goes, wide open, pristine, and no one has ever challenged
right.
how that it does good works and it's one of the better foundations out there. And all we're finding out about Trump Foundation is that it's a money laundering scheme and that he used it to buy a couple of paintings of himself and some
and he hires the best people.
Yeah.
If he hired the best people to run that foundation, now it can't operate in New York because they didn't have the right paperwork filled out. Who knows?
And if that's the case, I mean, look at the turds in this swirly around him.
Yeah. Isn't Eric the best son people. In charge of the Trump Foundation? Don't they run it?
Yeah, they all three of them are involved God in damn. Various aspects of
it. Why didn't you fill out the right forms, you fucking idiots?
So that's what's going on. Over there on the HuffPo and on the Drudge Repo. We've got some other stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. I got some a bunch of quick leftovers from Faithless Friday to take off.
Friday.
Some stories, but I've got this one. I've got a clip from our friend who makes Wayne LaPierre look like a snuggly little fluffy bunny. this is Larry Pratt. He's that just evil tower of turds.
Yes.
From
the whole tower.
Gun Owners of America. He's that's that fringe group that is even crazier than the NRA.
Oh my God.
More guns all the time.
Right.
So here he is. They were talking on his Gun Owners News Hour Ooh, program.
Oh, my God. So every story is about how gun owners are being marginalized and Obama's coming for your fucking guns.
Of course.
Of course.
So here is Larry Pratt and some guy named Don Brockett, who is the author of a book called The Tyrannical Rule of the U.S. Supreme Court. Brockett's Jeez. Arguing that the Second Amendment exists to allow states to defend themselves against invasion, which he said could mean that the people should be allowed to have equal weaponry to an invading army.
Okay.
In other words, he thinks that people should have tanks and rocket launchers because that's what the evil Obama troops are going to have when they come in to kill the white people, take their guns, and
yes.
fuck them in the ass and turn them gay.
Jeez, that's a very interesting weapon. Could you imagine a tank that violates you from behind and then changes your sexual orientation? Wow.
Here's
the Second Amendment was passed because of a right of a state to self-defense. And that's clearly seen in the Third Amendment, which, of course, says soldiers can't be quartered in a home in time of peace. How would you stop them from doing that if you have no right to arms? In Article 1, Section 10, where the state can't engage in war unless it's invaded, well, how can it defend itself if it's being invaded if the people don't have any Second Amendment right to arms? And I maintain in the book, even though some may think this is going too far, that you're entitled to the same measure of weapons as the weapons that might be used against you. So does that mean everybody can have an RPG in their home? I don't know. I think we need to discuss it because...
Does that mean everyone should have an RPG in their home?
That's...
A rocket-powered grenade,
right.
Just in case you...
Oh, no, I know that.
I'm sure what that is.
The movie Black Hawk Down, they had
It's not
those.
A role-playing game. That's a different kind of RPG.
Oh, yes.
Everybody should have an RPG.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, did you hear the horrible fight the neighbors were having this morning, or was it last night?
I heard. Yes.
It was both.
Well, yesterday, you were out and about, and I think I texted you and said,
"Oh, neighbor fight going on."
Yeah,
there was one two days in a row. There was one this morning.
It's an ongoing battle.
Now they need guns next door. Don't you think that would help?
Right.
I mean, that person, whoever is screaming it, that person screaming next door has lost their mind.
She's mentally ill.
Yeah. Now we need her to have a gun, right? That would help.
Oh yeah.
Jeez.
How could you stop the invading army unless you have the equal weaponry?
So this guy literally thinks, well, we should, I don't know, but we should discuss it. You should have equal to the invading force. How would the cops love that? The cops would love the citizens having RPGs and fully automatic weapons and machine guns and a 50 cal mounted on top of your house.
They, you know, we've even said, like, when there is a good guy with a gun at a mass shooting, a lot of times they don't use their gun because they don't want to be mistaken for the mass shooter. How do you know?
And for every time that situation goes tits up,
yes,
they find the one guy out of 1,000 instances who actually did help people or save people with his gun, and that's on all the posters. Look, a good guy with a gun stopped a robbery. Look, he shot that Nick. He shot that thug.
Do you think in the military they have like rules about gun safety and where to point your gun and when you can have it loaded?
I believe there is training involved in.
Yeah. So like now everyone has big guns. How do we know that you're shooting in the correct direction?
Well, that's the term well-regulated, which they love to gloss over, or they come up with some ridiculous explanation of what well-regulated.
That just means that you know how to shoot.
Okay.
And the other thing is, like, we talked about this. People who actually own guns, they, on some level, they want to shoot them, right? It makes you more prone to be the type of person that will fire. Do you know what I'm getting at? Wasn't there some story about...
There was a study that you're more likely to get involved in and or escalate drama...
If you have a gun.
If you have a gun on you.
Right, right.
Even if you don't pull it out. Knowing that you have it emboldens you more to get involved and try to...
You're going
to
put up with less shit.
Or if you have it provided by your National Guard, which can be distributed to individual citizens when that need comes about.
Yeah, the
So now he's saying, well, you know, the National Guard should have these big warehouses full of guns that we could just hand out to the people.
How do you do that?
I don't ask.
Militia acts, there were at least two of them that were on point, I guess, seemed to provide for making sure that all militia age men had to have military firearms. Now, I suppose in today's context, at a minimum, that would be the machine gun battle rifle, the M16 or whatever its modern, even more modern equivalent is, that every American soldier would be carrying.
There you go. So everybody should have an M16 machine gun because that's what the evil Obama forces are going to be using against us.
And like, how do I... So I've got a military machine battle... What does he call it? A battle machine gun somewhere in my house. And if I have to use it, what do I have to do? I mean, I have to put the bullet in there somehow. I got to load it. I got to clean it. I got to dismantle it. I want to blow my brains out when I put together an IKEA shelf. Like, now I got to care for a fucking gun? I don't know how to do that.
That would seem to me, if those were laws consistent with the Second Amendment, then that would be kind of what the founders and their successors had in mind.
That's what the founders wanted. Everybody strapping the biggest, baddest gun you can find.
God, I hate the Second Amendment. If only because I hear these idiots talking about it all the time. I'm so tired of hearing deplorable Trumpalos
prattle
on about the fucking Second Amendment.
The founders did not do a great job in clarifying that. Of course, at that point, it took like a minute and a half to load your gun for one shot. So maybe they weren't thinking necessarily ahead.
Right.
They had Gatling guns, though, I think.
I guess it would be hard to, when you're writing the Constitution, to sort of predict how technology and innovation would sort of influence the living document that they were writing. But that's why they made it a living document that's amendable, right?
Etched in stone. How dare you?
It's not in stone.
Gatling guns were like 100 years later. I lied. Yeah.
But still, I mean, did they know we'd have airplanes, computers? Did they know they'd have like AK-47s?
They didn't know black people were people.
Exactly.
There's that little detail.
Although, I wonder if you could tell the founding, go back in time in the 1700s when they were piecing together this fucking document. Say, listen, a while from now, black people are going to be free. And they're going to be allowed to own
guns.
Thumbs
down. Thumbs down, yeah.
Right.
Well, yes. And what I've often thought about is, of course, here in our state of Washington, what if our governor is concerned about an invading army? Maybe it's even the federal government invading the state. Calls up the National Guard and tries to arm the rest of us to help the National Guard. But we didn't have the ability to possess the weapons because of laws that have been passed.
So, you know, let's talk Texas. Sure. Governor Abbott says, Obama's coming. Jade Helm was real. Obama's coming. We're going to open up the armory. Citizens, get out there and grab your gun.
Does it occur to this loon that he's going over a situation that doesn't exist? It's totally like it's very unlikely that America will attack Washington State.
Well, we should each have our own drones with Predator missiles.
Yeah,
that's what's
going to
happen.
Point.
That's what's going to happen.
Ugh.
So we should, according to this guy, you should have what's available. So we should each have, I don't know, what, a drone on our roof or something that
but see,
you can
like,
shoot a Predator missile from.
That is the common denominator with all these gun nuts. They're all worried about situations that are very unlikely. It is unlikely that you're going to get home invaded. It just is. It's unlikely that the state of Washington will be invaded by America. It is America. It's all stupid.
Well, and that you're going to manage to get your gun out of its wherever it's housed, and you're going to the other person isn't going to be armed. And I mean, there's just so many.
But what is a real possibility is that if everybody's armed for these situations, it probably won't ever happen. What will happen is more people will get shot because there's more fucking guns.
Yes.
And we have evidence.
Like kids, like they're buried.
Oh, yes.
They just buried another little kid this weekend.
Oh,
6-year-old.
Really? An accident?
No.
Or,
yeah.
I mean, what else would it be?
Yeah.
He meant to.
He didn't need his peas.
Two in the head, one in the chest, Junior.
Oh, do you want a little live Don?
Oh, fuck yes, please.
Colorado. Donald J. Trump is currently speaking at Pueblo, Colorado.
So a couple of things,
I mentioned
one up front.
He's not speaking yet. This is
what I want to do right now.
I think that's that batshit Flynn person.
Who is that?
That might be that General Flynn,
maybe. Oh my God, is that the guy who sits in with Trump on those national security briefings and argues?
That's the story. Yeah, that he
had
to be almost restrained by Chris Christie.
Oh,
at the national security briefing for Trump. Because
he
kept interrupting
him?
And arguing with the national security briefers.
We're just giving you facts. It's like we're
he
not
didn't
debating
like their facts.
Shit. Oh, my God.
And interestingly enough, the source that was in on it said the last time that they the word on the street was that somebody argued like that to the facts that they were given because
yes.
they didn't like the facts was Dick fucking Cheney. They said usually everyone sits through these and listens and nods and goes,
right.
Okay, these are just the facts as they are. There's no spin to them. There's no politics. This is what's occurring right now. These are the actual numbers on the ground for this and that and this and that.
Right.
And this General Flynn, this is a lunatic that Trump is Trump's butt buddy general was allegedly interrupting them and arguing with them.
Wow. Great.
To the point where Chris Christie, the story was, had to put his hand on the guy's arm and be like, shut up.
And Dick Cheney did the same thing.
The story was that Dick Cheney didn't like what he was hearing about what was going on, that there weren't any MDs.
What do you mean there's not? What do you mean there's not any WMDs? How's Halliburton going to make $5 billion a week?
What's that guy that played the penguin in the
Burgess Meredith?
Oh, God, he's the best.
Brilliant, yeah.
R.I.P.
I'm going to keep an eye on that when Trump makes it to the podium. Maybe we'll go over to...
He waddles his ass up there.
Although he might actually be...
Is he actually sitting...
Oh, no, wait, he's done.
Oh, okay.
He is done. He talked. Here's a little... Let's jump mid... Here we go. Let's go 22 minutes in.
Crooked Hillary. And we have to die here.
Random. 22 minutes in and the first words are Crooked Hillary.
Good job.
In for their biggest surprise. Same thing with a lot of the people in this room. Just look at what happened in the primary. Remember the primary Trump's running? Oh, don't worry about it. He's a star of The Apprentice. He built a nice company. Don't worry. Just look at what happened. Our incredible movement is doing... Just take a look. This is a movement, folks. A movement like...
Big ball movement.
Good guy.
Like they've never seen.
I agree. Yeah. Can I get
what we've done...
Demographic breakdown of that audience.
Can't
please?
See it, but okay. I don't have to. Like we need to. Skipping.
And really importantly, we're going to make it great for all of the people. It's not my people or people that are voting for me. We're going to make it great for all of our people in this country.
Oh, they don't like that.
No,
now,
not
they don't
at all.
Vote for you. You're kicking them out, right? All those faggots and liberals, we get to kick them out. That's what you're promising, right?
Fuck you. Give me my gun and my RPG.
Skipping 10 minutes.
That's why they're going to like me.
Uh-oh. Wait. The crowd's applauding way too enthusiastically.
Well, we got to hear what he said.
Thousands and thousands of workers. On November 8th, America's comeback begins, and we need a comeback. And we are going to rise up from our present challenges bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Prompter, by the way.
A lot of people said, why are you going to Pueblo? I said, number one, I like the state. Number one, everything about Pueblo says winner, including what Dwight Eisenhower said long ago.
Just pandering. Pueblo, whatever God. City. Insert city here.
Pueblo.
Skipping.
Barack Obama, where they really had spirit to vote for him. Nobody has spirit. Remember she called African-American male youth super predators?
And guess what she's done? She's apologized for that and said it was not a good term to use. Something that Trump has never, ever done.
But did she ever deny them housing?
Right.
Who wants to vote for her? She's not going to do the job anyway. She opposes school choice.
Yes.
And she wants to trap African American and Latino children into the failing government schools because...
Failing government schools.
God.
Listen how creepy this is. I mean, let's not forget just the clownishness and heinousness of the thought of him being the president of the United States. But let's not forget the Republican fucking platform, which is all of this shit. Schools, the government school system. You notice that's what he said, not the public school system.
Right.
The government school system. They want to get rid of public education.
They want to make it for profit. They want to make money.
Everybody.
And for some reason, they think that's going to make education better in this country.
They don't care if education's better. They want to be able to make money off of
right.
it. Fuck your education.
Yeah.
Especially for brown people and black people.
She's getting a lot of money from the teachers' unions. So she doesn't want to have choice, and she doesn't want to end Common Core so we can bring education locally,
choice.
Which is very important.
Choice.
She doesn't want to do that.
She doesn't want choice. She doesn't want taxpayers to pay for schools where they teach you that Jesus rode on a velociraptor.
And you know, the thing that's kind of nuts is I imagine a lot of Trumpalos send their kids to public schools. I mean, do you think they can afford private schools?
Well, right. That's why they want vouchers. So that Cletus and Evelyn Sue
yes.
in their double wide, single wide,
right.
With eight teeth between them, can get a voucher and send their little kids to the Jesus school nearby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also in a single wide where they're waving snakes around.
Right. Perfect.
I mean, that's what they want. They want us to pay for religious instruction. Doesn't that sound Iranian? Doesn't
yes.
that sound Saudi Arabian? Doesn't that sound creepy as fuck? But now it's Christianity. Shout out, Kai.
And we're white.
Amen.
Skipping.
We have great people that came in, but we have a lot of gang members. Uh-huh. We have a lot of drug lords. We have a lot of drug sellers. We're going to ship them the hell out, okay? Immediately. We're going to
He's like this guy in the Philippines, right?
Oh, yeah.
This Duterte, new creepy dictator, right-wing nutjob that they elected in the Philippines, who's literally murdering people. The regime is... He has said that he will not prosecute people who kill drug dealers. Like, if you go out in the street and you see someone selling drugs, you could shoot him in the head, and Duterte will be like, woohoo, that's what we want.
But you're not even sure that they're a drug dealer.
Well, and then he said... addicts. So not only that, but he wishes he could kill all the addicts.
It's so stupid.
So he's the quintessential opposite of the way it should be done, which is treated as a health care issue. He's gonna say no, shoot them all, shoot any drug addict, shoot any drug user, shoot any drug, well, I don't have a Tagalog accent,
right.
Shoot any drug users and shoot any drug sellers.
And he's saying drug lords. Drug lords are coming into this country. Where's your evidence of that? He sounds like Paula Page. Trump is like Paula Page, but without the timing and charisma.
You mean pharmaceutical CEOs?
Oh, yes.
Those are the real drug lords.
Those are the fucking drug lords.
Those are the most evil drug lords.
This day.
Skipping.
Or the Orlando shooter, the son of a Taliban supporter from Afghanistan.
God, I mean, there really is nothing positive. Any Trump speech about anything that's going on.
That's what Obama gave people when he was running for office. He gave you hope, and he told you what he wanted to do when he got into office. And if you support Donald Trump, what is he doing for you other than emboldening your racism, making you feel good about hating black people? I don't get it.
Right. It's okay to hate brown people again.
Validating your shitty fucking prejudices. I, other than that, I don't get it.
So that's hot off the presses. I'm sure a couple of clips will be dribbling down the pike. So if we see anything that he specifically, horrifically, heinously said during the speech in Colorado. I saw a couple of tweets.
Yes.
That's the reason I knew he was speaking just now. One of the correspondents from MSNBC, Katie Tour, she's been following Trump around since the beginning. She's talking about combat pay. She tweeted out that this speech sounds a lot like someone got into Trump's ear and said, it's now or never.
Oh, okay. Like he has to dazzle the audience. It's his moment. He's 85. What is that? Nate Silver says 85% chance he's going to lose. It's his moment. I think it passed, buddy.
She tweeted out, Trump to cheers in Pueblo. I'm a fighter, and now I'm going to fight for you.
Ha 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 ha.
She said, Trump weaving a narrative about himself as the underdog who everyone wrote off in the 90s, only to make an even stronger comeback. I won.
They're saying he got wrote off because he declared bankruptcy in the 90s. He went bankrupt, right?
With $900 million loss on that one tax.
Ouchie.
But then again, if you still have a few hundred mil left, you're going to be okay, boo-boo cakes. You're going to be all right.
Boo-boo cakes.
Right?
I wish he wasn't, was his nickname.
He wasn't in a box underneath a viaduct somewhere.
No, he's fine.
Right.
God damn it.
You think he's like, well, I'm going to have to take you kids out of that fancy private school of yours. We're going to have to cut down. Melania, you got to get cheaper dresses.
Yeah, you got to get back those tits you bought. No Santa Claus
this
year.
Such a false narrative. This is about the underdog. Oh, I was beaten down. Nobody expected me to come back. I was down to my last 200 or 300 mil.
Right.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
God damn.
And by the way, hey, if you're a Trumpalo and you want to send Lester Holt, the guy that moderated the last round of debates, it's Lester Holt.
This is so sad.
Tweet Lester Holt. Don't tweet John Lester, pitcher of the fucking Cubs, okay?
John Lester is getting hate tweets from morons who think he moderated the last debate.
Right. By the way, Tommy Gimler put that on Facebook. He hosts the Daily Upper Decker, the sports show on the Crab Diving Network. Every night at 8 p.m. it comes on. Sports headlines and news. That's hilarious.
Right. iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah, leave John Lester alone.
Leave John Lester alone. So we've got all kinds of other shit going on in the news. We had an endorsement. Everyone was waiting.
Yes.
With bated breath.
Ooh.
What LeBron James was going to say about presidents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This was a headline over the weekend. LeBron James has endorsed Hillary Clinton. I'm sure you're all waiting.
I mean, sometimes athletes can be a little eccentric, you know. But I mean...
because they get rich and they get stupid and get greedy. And we all know that greed seems to be a human trait that overrides any other kind of morality or humanness about you. Because how many of these people... There are people that started from nothing and are gazillionaires now. And now they're heinous, horrible.
Right.
Instead of, you know, giving a hand down or a ladder down, they just whip their dicks out and urinate down.
Oh, yes.
Nobody help me.
I think LeBron gives a lot of money away.
Trump. Oh, did he say something on Twitter?
Who? Donald? But LeBron endorsed Hillary, right?
Yeah, and I think Donald Trump, now I got to look through his
tweets.
He said
something negative about LeBron James?
I think he may have responded. I think it may have hurt his little white feelings that
he's
LeBron
like the best
James,
basketball player of our time. Not better than Jordan. I mean, a lot of people like to make the case, but God, I just can't imagine.
This was Donald on the 30th. For those few people knocking me for tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning, at least you know I will be there, awake, to answer the call.
Awake? At 3 a.m.
Yeah,
to tweet?
I don't want my president to be an insomniac loon.
Right. I mean, he's not sitting around studying policy. He's not working on his speeches. He's on Twitter. Right?
He's obviously on Facebook watching clips and getting all upset.
I want to know how many times on his personal PC he's opened up the Solitaire application. I want to know.
I don't know exactly.
He's not
I'm
reading
trying to find
shit.
This.
He's fucking around, man. Who knows? He probably plays World of Warcraft. I don't know. I wonder if he's into fantasy football or anything like that, because I don't think he's studying up on policy. Because honestly, I think some of the gaffes and some of the shitty things he says, it comes out of I just think he doesn't have anything to say. Because I don't think he has a lot of meat to his policies or his ideas. And it forces him to say these stupid, shitty things that he hasn't really thought about.
Everything's horrible. And then we're going to fix it bigly.
Yeah, and don't you think the PTSD... Right, don't you think the PTSD thing came out of him being ignorant and sort of having nothing to say to these people? And it was sort of off the cuff. He just rattled it off, that comment.
Oh, yeah, and that guy, you could see Trump glazing over when that guy had a long question.
Oh, he can't even listen. He gets bored.
He's like a four-year-old. I've got a story here.
Yes.
Okay, this is out of the HuffPo.
Okay.
We've got, good thing there's no more racism in the world.
Oh, right. Well, Obama started.
Because this is in Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Obama.
A small Pennsylvania town. The mayor of West York, Pennsylvania.
Fuck you.
By the name of Charles Wasko.
Hello, Mr. Wasko.
Wasko.
Okay.
Is being urged to quit after a series of inflammatory and racist Facebook posts.
Stay off of social media. Some of you people are so fucking stupid.
Including a meme suggesting that Obama should be lynched.
Ooh, God.
There's a picture of Clint Eastwood from Good, Bad, and the Ugly holding a noose.
Wow.
Caption reads, "Barry, this rope is for you. You want to bring that empty chair over here."
Oh, my God.
Nice. He also reposted an image of a bunch of orangutans in a wheelbarrow.
Jesus.
And the caption says, "Moving day at the White House."
Oh, God. Hilarious.
One of the councilwomen for the town, Shelley Metzler, said, this man needs to resign. I would punch him in the mouth if I could get away with it, she said.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, he's a fucking idiot. I love orangutans, too. That's kind of my, when I go to a zoo, which, oh, God, I know zoos are horrible, and they aren't great for the animals a lot of times, but.
It might be all we got left, though.
Yeah. I really do enjoy the primates. I dig that. That's my most favorite thing to watch.
You like to watch the bonobos jerking off?
Oh, I love it.
It says, as mayor, he has oversight over the community's police department. Do you want the mayor with oversight of the police department tweeting orangutans in a wheel fucking barrow,
you know,
and saying moving day at the White House?
Right. And you don't think his policy or how he handles shit isn't influenced by his shitty fucking racism and his bigoted thoughts?
Wasco.
Yes.
Mayor Wasco. Charles. Let's call him Charlie. Charlie Wasco. His Facebook page is full of right-wing memes, and he is unapologetic. He will not be politically correct, Ryan, he says. Where are we hearing that one before? Where are we hearing that now?
You're the fucking mayor, dude. You're supposed to be, like, well thought out and measured when you speak, because your words matter. I mean, we're trying to sit here and tell a mayor why he shouldn't be racist. It's insane. You're an idiot.
Posted on his Facebook feed. Sorry, I will not be politically correct. I say what's on my mind and what I believe in. I say what people think but are afraid to upset the liberal media and crooked politicians.
Yeah.
There will be more to come from me. When I ran for this position, I told the residents that I will work with the council, but I won't put up with and wrongdoings. Wait. But I won't put up with. And...
Did he mean any wrongdoing?
I don't know.
Jeez, dude. This guy is a loon.
Yeah. The punctuation's
when you were running
quite
for office,
interesting, by the way, too.
Charlie, did you promise to put out weird memes about orangutans?
When I ran for this position, I told the residents I will work with council.
Okay.
But I won't put up with I won't put up with any wrongdoings.
Okay.
I will let residents know what they really do. And the bomb is ready to drop on Mauch and Wilson. These are the two libtards on the city council. Listen to how terrifying this rhetoric is even.
Right.
This is the Trumpian mindset. This is, fuck you. I get to say what I want. I'm not going to be politically correct. And the bomb is going to drop on those libtards who are challenging. Yeah.
Get ready for some memes involving monkeys and our president. Lovely.
Terrifying.
What do you think it does to people when they see their leader saying shit like that? It's like, oh, I can say it too, or maybe my racist feelings aren't horrendous and I shouldn't be embarrassed. God. This is in Pennsylvania. Okay.
He's got yesterday he posted a meme of Trey Gowdy.
Ugh.
Trey fucking Gowdy, one of the lowest life forms in Congress.
This is Mr. Benghazi, right?
And this is a quote. This is a memeable quote, apparently, to the knuckle draggers on the right. Trey Gowdy said, if you want to change the way Washington is working, you have to change who you send there.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, that's correct.
Don't vote for Trey Gowdy. And don't vote for this Charlie dude. How horrible.
There's a story that this guy proudly posted on his own page about the West York mayor responds to controversial posts.
Okay.
I don't have to be politically correct.
Here's Trumpian United States. This is from ABC 27 News.
Are you sure you're not reading an article from like 1962?
I am not.
Good
this
God.
Is from 2016.
Here for about an hour.
Yep.
And your boss has probably told you to stay here till he comes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
My boss has told me to knock on your door.
Okay. But you're pretty persistent, so I admire you for that.
He's standing on his porch looking kind of hostile.
Anything? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Now here we go.
Samantha, are you aware of the name Shelley Metzler?
I'm not.
She's a borough council member. She was council president. And she
more or less put on her Facebook page, she referred to one of our borough staff members of the fire department. She called her a little dwarf on Facebook.
A little what?
A dwarf ass?
A little dwarf ass?
A dwarf ass. God.
And she lied about it.
Wait a second. I'm going to back up here.
On Facebook.
And I'm going to see here.
She more or less put on her Facebook page, she referred to one of our borough staff members of the fire department. She called her a little dwarf on Facebook. And
what does that have to do with the shit, with the monkey picture you tweeted, you asked? This is Trumpian deflection. Yeah. Trumpian deflection.
Which doesn't even make any sense. He's saying, hey, this person made this disparaging remark. He, you know, marginalized little people, whatever. So now I can be racist?
How come she's not being called out on it?
Well, God.
She lied about it. And there's no checks and balances up there in that council. When I ran for council, I told the people, I will work with council, but I will not put up with their BS. I will report to the public what goes on. They say they got a transparent...
The council's also elected, you cumstain.
Yes.
The council's also elected. You're not the king of West York. You're the mayor. This is... These people hate democracy. They hate our republic, and they hate democracy. They want to turn it into little strongman fiefdoms.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny you say that, because I read a couple of weekend articles over the weekend, and I put them on facebook.com/crabdiving, and it essentially makes the point that these... Because nobody understands how these... How do people support Trump? And it, they don't want to be governed. They want a daddy. They want to be dominated or something. And that's why they like Trump. Because he's a big bully.
Everybody wants to take a strap on.
Right.
Apparently.
They want a big leather daddy.
Yeah.
And not in a fun way.
Which is okay. Not right. All of us want to take a strap on, though.
Yeah. And we're also talking about our president, not what you do for fun on the weekends.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Government up there, it's opaque. And I won't put up with it. Now, the racist stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, I did that. And I don't care what people label me as.
The racist stuff? Yeah, I admit it. I did that. I don't care what people label me as.
So he's admitting he's a racist.
Yeah. Well, that's a label you're giving him. After he tweeted stuff about monkeys.
Well, that essentially means that you don't see all people as people. Depending on their skin color.
Zero accountability. White male privilege.
I mean, that's disturbing.
Zero accountability.
You're a politician, and you don't see all people as
people.
How
dare you challenge me on it, you faggot libtard?
How dare you call me a racist when I say racist things?
Yeah.
You're not being tolerant of my racism.
But I won't put up with it. Now, the racist stuff, I admit, yeah, I did that. And I don't care what people label me as. But it's just a smokescreen to cover up what was really going on up there. When I get there Wednesday at the meeting, I will bring everything out.
Smokescreen to cover up what's going on. You tweeted this shit. You put this shit on your own Facebook page, you asshole. It's not like the council members hacked his Facebook page and put up a wheelbarrow full of orangutans and said moving day at the White House. He did this. And now he's saying, yeah, yeah. Well, but them calling me out on it is just a distraction of all their right. shenanigans.
And then he says, I'm going to bring everything out.
And that's what Trump says now about the, it's the exact same thing Trump is saying about Trump Foundation, Trump University, all these investigations. It's all politics. It's evil. It's the attorney general just being political. It's unfair. Right.
Everything's unfair then Roger Stone to Donald. And then Roger Stone says, wait till Wednesday.
Oh, she's done on Wednesday. She's done on Wednesday.
So basically on Wednesday, we're going to learn some information.
Well, but they're not now.
That is going to justify all the racist shit Trump has said?
I don't know.
So there's no announcement on Wednesday?
No, I said earlier they postponed it.
Oh, okay.
They decided to postpone it.
And there'll be more resignations than mine, believe me.
Now, this Shelly girl, she's, one more time, what's her title?
She's a current now. She's a borough council member.
Now, you're saying that she's the one that's wrong in this situation?
No. I'm just giving you an example of what's going on up there.
This is the problem with America, is that you've got a significant, not a significant, well, yeah, a significant portion of the population that is this asshole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Small town. This is the cream of their crop. This is their mayor. God. This is their mayor.
I didn't think
about it
like that.
This is what a herd of fat fucking white assholes get together and elected.
Oh, my God.
As their mayor.
How fucking sad.
This is yeah, I'm a racist. Oh.
This is their valedictorian.
Wait a minute. I'm a racist.
God.
What's going on up there? And I will bring most of it out of the meeting. All of it out of the meeting. And I hope the NAACP is there also. I will let them know what's going on.
Let those Negroes know what's going on.
Well, they're going to sue you, you dickhead. Right?
So,
do you regret posting these things?
No, I don't. No, I don't. No. I'm not going to talk about the racial stuff.
That's Why? The only reason you're being talked to.
Yeah, by the way, this dickhead, you aren't doing anything amazing in your office. If people are like, oh, let me learn about this policy or that.
Well, and again, Trumpian tactics. I'm not going to talk about that. What about the birther thing? I don't talk about that anymore.
Well, what else are you notable
we
for?
You have to. I'm not talking about that. What's wrong with you? You don't want to talk about jobs. You're a racist. You think Obama wasn't born. Oh, you're just bringing that up. What are you, Clinton News Network, CNN?
No, Donald, it's just that if you're running for president and then the guy who you could replace, you think his presidency wasn't real because you really believe he was born in Kenya. Well, that has real implications on our country, on how you're going to run the fucking
it's
country.
It's really
you
just
loon.
The dregs of the earth that Trump has dragged out that are supporting him.
Well, that the GOP has drug out. I mean, don't you think, don't you think
now,
they're to
yeah.
blame, though? I mean, they...
For the last 30 years.
Yeah.
As they've been, their ranks are dwindling, so they had to lower their standards.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can't let the racists in. Well, we're not going to win if we don't have their vote. Okay. Well, stop and frisk.
Right. This has to be the end, right? Because if every, please, now you see, I think it's important for everybody to vote, even if you live in California. You got to go out and vote. And you got to go vote for, like, Hillary, because this guy has to lose.
He has to be drubbed.
Right. It's not enough for her to just win.
And shit in his mouth.
Oh, yes.
While he's beaten on the ground. I mean, he just, him and everything he stands for needs to be thoroughly repudiated. But how is it going to happen when you've got West York mayor? And I'll bet there's a significant proportion of the West Yorkies in Pennsylvania, who love them some Mayor Charles Wasco. You tell them, Charlie, don't be politically correct. You tell those N-words what's going on.
But, you know, aren't we seeing in Alabama, you know, with Roy Moore and their Bentley, Governor Bentley, and the Attorney General, they're all in trouble. Even in the Republican Party, aren't people getting tired of that? I mean, the GOP in Alabama, they're kind of tired of Roy Moore, aren't they?
He's going to run for governor. Are you kidding
there
me?
Was, no. There was some element to the story where the GOP was like tired of, like they were frustrated that he just couldn't.
The GOP didn't want Trump to win.
Right.
But the deplorables took over the party.
Yeah.
The GOP might not want Roy Moore to win, but the deplorables in Alabama.
They sure do.
Might propel him to an easy governor victory.
But don't these people in that? When do they want to stop being a joke? Like, the only reason this anybody's talking about this little hamlet in Pennsylvania is because this idiot put out a meme about lynching
that
and
he
monkeys.
Then doesn't want to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the racist stuff. Well, that's the only reason we're looking at you.
Right. You're a joke.
September 29th, he tweeted, "I'm embarrassed to live in a country where Hillary Clinton is even being considered for president."
Jeez.
Then... on the 29th, he also tweeted somebody wearing a fake, it's a t-shirt, but they've photoshopped what it says on the t-shirt. "I was going to be a liberal for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass."
I love that. Oh, hilarious. My head's up my ass because I'm a fucking liberal. Jeez. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, don't you guys understand that you guys, the GOP, it's the party of exclusion? That you want to include less people?
Lester Holt was nothing more than a pawn of Hillary Clinton during the debate.
Yeah.
He said.
He was a gimp, a leather gimp.
Would the suppressed millionaire NFL quarterback who would not stand for the national anthem please point out which of these guys are black so we can remove the offensive flag? And it's a bunch of coffins draped in American flags.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
So there you go. That's a little bit of what you got going on the Facebook page of this mayor. But yeah, he doesn't want to talk about the race stuff. Oh. I want to talk about what these two members of the council are up to.
Fuck you,
those two
boy.
Libtards. Un-American libtards.
Oh, yes.
It's really scary times.
God.
Scary, scary times where people like this.
They're emboldened.
If they win, you think. There was a. It was that we shared it on our Facebook page, and I really want to reshare it again because it's so disturbing. It was a comment that I had seen over on the one of the Facebook pages of some other, some other Facebook page or something.
Right.
It was HuffPo. It was one of the big ones.
Yes.
And it was this. It was a Trumpalo.
Okay.
And he responded about, they were talking about Colin Kaepernick in the thread. Matthew responded, "When Prez Trump takes office on Jan 20, we will implement new laws to deport traitors like Colin Kaepernick."
Oh, my God.
"If we cannot deport this fool, we will implement new laws to enforce the treason. And the traitor," something, right. You know, this is, again,
oh, God,
moron speak, "traitor with felonious charges to imprison these anti-American fools."
God.
"We support Colin Kaepernick. Therefore, according to Matthew here, President Trump takes over. We should be imprisoned for supporting Colin Kaepernick's First Amendment right to protest.
Yeah. Sure. And by the way, let's not worry about these cops that are shooting unarmed people. What's American about that?
But we're un-American.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And we should either be deported or imprisoned. So this is what they're looking forward to. They really think that when Trump enters office, I see this all over, that really January 21st, Obama and Hillary are in jail. He's gonna have them arrested for high treason.
Do you think like the fucking right wing media and like all those nasty talk shows like Rush and Hannity, are they feeding these loons a line that there's gonna be a turn in the election? Something will happen. We will learn something about Hillary that will make everyone want to vote for Trump. Are they feeding somebody that? Are they feeding their listeners the idea that there's a chance this guy could fucking win? There's no fucking chance.
And they fired the Diamondbacks GM.
They should fire Tony La Russa, too. He's a fucking asshole. He said that nasty
shit. Well, it's just
because
he's an asshole,
about Colin Kaepernick. He wouldn't allow it on his fucking team. You can't tell somebody that they can't kneel during the national anthem. I don't care. That's not something you can do as a boss, you fucking asshole. And your team sucks.
I don't know that you can. Maybe they can. I don't know.
That's true. I guess you're working for them. God, can you tell somebody they have to stand and look at the flag and put their hand on their heart?
That's kind of ridiculous. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Right. Fuck you, Tony.
People like this deplorable.
Yeah.
This mayor, I'm sure he would love to have a law.
Right.
That anthem plays, you stand, put your hand on your heart. We're going to have snappers ready. That's America, the beautiful that they want.
Hey, Tony, why don't you do a little less worrying about Colin Kaepernick and make the Diamondbacks not suck?
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I've got ringing in.
Yes.
We're worried for Donald.
Oh, shit. We're worried about. Why?
Well, you know, over in the InfoWars type mindset.
Oh, his safety.
Oh, you, would you,
oh, the liberals are going to come
get
him?
You heard Alex Jones a long time ago. He was talking to Roger Stone, interviewing him, and he's like, you know, they're going to try to kill him. If anything happens to Donald, you know, it's just another body in the Clinton wake.
We're not the violent. We are not the violent fringe.
Those Clintons, man.
These liberals. We're not the armed people. We don't have guns.
Well, ringing in on what is the worry about Donald Trump.
Yes.
And, hoping that the Lord protecteth him.
Okay.
And if you're worried about Donald Trump.
Oh, totally.
According to the bottom of the screen, for $2,800, you can have 7 years of food in 90-day buckets for 7,672 servings. Yes, we're talking about Jim Baker.
$2,800 for 7 years. That's not bad.
And I think this is a Jim and Lori clip. So I think let's everybody take a drink every time Lori Baker says, yes.
That's just $400 a year.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Of what? Here is Jim Baker. Warning about that Satan's out to get Donald.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I'm still hoping to get the tape of me and Ronald Reagan, and it's an amazing tape of 45 minutes with him.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Back before you went to jail, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
Before you went to prison for fraud.
When was he interviewing Reagan? When Reagan was running or something like that?
It says President Ronald Reagan and Pastor Jim, but I don't know if that was...
one of his re-election year, and he's pandering.
How gross
to the Christa
is that?
Man. Oh, it's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking hilarious, man. He's talking to
45 minutes with him that no one has seen yet, where he really... I'd like to call that tape the day Ronald Reagan became a prophet.
Right. I actually was able to view it with you. They let us watch it, the people that have it. And mom was there, little Lori.
So he doesn't own the tape, but somehow he got a viewing of it.
Oh, yes.
Of him and Ron Reagan.
Yeah, what is her name?
Lori.
Lori. This is the Jim Baker show. This isn't the Lori show. And no one cares about you getting to... Why would anybody give a fuck about Jim Baker's wife seeing the tape of Jim Baker interviewing Ronald Reagan?
Watch it, the people that have it. And mom was there. Little Lori was there. I was there.
What's one thing he said that is in your brain right
Well,
now?
First of all, it was in 1979.
79, so this is pre-Reagan presidency. He must have been running... and trying to get the evangelical vote. It was interviewed because he was elected in 80, right?
Yeah. You know, you listen to Jim Baker. He's like,
yes.
Lori, why don't you tell the audience what you like best about what Reagan said during the interview? And stop making it about your fucking self, you idiot.
Well, he's
fuck.
Why don't you talk about me, Lori? Talk about my interview with Ronald Reagan. I like when he says, what's in your brain?
There's one thing he said that is in your brain, right?
Well,
now.
First of all, it was in 1979 when you interviewed him.
When you were married to that whore with the big eyes.
And I bet you the next thing she says is something about herself.
When you interviewed him, he was the the governor at the time of California, and he said if America doesn't turn back to God, if Sodom and Gomorrah will happen.
If he doesn't turn back to God, then Sodom and Gomorrah will happen.
I don't want Sodom and Gomorrah to happen. I really don't. I don't want it to happen at all. How do we...
Sodom and Gomorrah. Cities with one man you can't trust.
Squeal.
Right. The way she says that. Sodom and Gomorrah to happen? What does that even mean? I don't want it to happen.
that we're going to be smited.
Oh, yes.
By the giant schlong of the Lord.
We shall be smited with the anal sex.
Because of all the gays and shit.
The dancing and the music.
Because of the baby killing and the butt fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Will happen.
America will become Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was in 1979.
Mm. They were saying the same things about him as they're saying about Trump today.
Oh, and totally. Yeah.
he gave her a side look.
Did he really?
Which she just is like, oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Is she drunk? And I'm not trying to be funny.
You know, I was wondering if maybe somebody didn't take her Xanax away from her this morning.
Oh, yeah. She's pilled up.
About him, as they're saying about Trump today.
Oh. She gets those big tubs, except hers are filled with Ambien.
I got a 50-gallon jug of Ambien from the Lord.
I mean, she really does sound fucked up.
Man. $800 will get you 1 year of food for two. Oh. 8 90-day food buckets for 2,192 servings.
Oh, that's even that. Wow, that's a great value.
That's on the Chiron at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That was in 1979.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying the same things about him as they're saying about Trump today.
Oh, and totally. Yeah.
The reason I mention Trump is because he is pro-life.
Yes.
He is believes in protecting our borders.
What about the Supreme Court? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on, guys. What about the Supreme Court? Let's talk about that.
Guys, she sounds like she's on Girls Gone Wild. That's honestly, I don't mean to be a dick, but hey, guys.
Supreme Court. Let's talk about that. I mean, what about that? Yeah. I mean, that.
Oh, she's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
She's fucked up.
She's cracking herself up.
I think there's something. I think she's on something. She's on something.
Absolutely.
Because she's usually not this bad, but she really sounds like she's even slurring.
I think you're right. She's got to be pilled up.
I hope Lori's okay.
I hope Lori never... Could you imagine when Lori runs out of Zannies?
Oh, she'll never run out of Zannies.
Hey, yeah. Jim Baker's not
the only
stupid.
Reason he's selling this shit, hey, trying to keep Lori...
Gotta keep her pilled up, man. Keep it relaxed.
I mean, what about that? Yeah. I mean, that is huge. And when I heard him say, because I am a news watcher, like to a fault, probably, you know, but when I heard him say the other day, and you referenced it, that he said the first thing he would do when he gets into office, one of the first things, like top couple things, he said, overturn Roe versus Wade. And I was like.
But he can't do that.
Right. Of course, Reagan never said that because Reagan signed the abortion legislation in California when he was governor.
How many babies did their God, Ronald Reagan, kill? How many babies did Ronald Reagan kill? Murder.
Yeah. Here is... God, she's so stupid.
He would do when he gets into office, one of the first things, like top couple things, he said... Overturn Roe versus Wade.
Can't. By the way, it's not like you can put a new, even the months it would take to confirm a new Supreme Court dude or dudette.
Yes.
It's not like the new person walks in and says, "All right, let's vote on Roe."
Well, no.
That's not how it works.
But what about what Obama did? He came into office and like just like that with a snap of his fingers.
Yeah.
He reformed health care and brought about marriage equality.
Two giant years of battling later, even with the majority in the House and Senate, it still was a big battle because the Republicans were being twants.
And why is... I'm just going to say, I'm sorry. She's on these Xannies, or we think she's on something. Why would she be against marijuana?
She does the same thing.
It's a lot safer.
She said she used to smoke a lot when she was young, right? Remember? She said
I don't remember that.
I remember Lori used to be wild.
Maybe she did.
One of the first things, like top couple things, he said, overturn Roe versus Wade. And I was like...
I think she's one of these... You know, limited people who go from one addiction to another.
She's drunk.
I know a couple of those people who not real bright.
Yes.
Got into a lot of trouble with various, you know, one on coke and one was on prescription meds, I think.
Right.
And
The Jesus?
Well, they went to Jesus.
Oh, okay.
They cleaned up from their two addictions and they filled it with another one.
Wow.
And more annoying now. Annoying now.
Lori sounds like she has a few martinis at lunch.
Oh, yeah.
She sounds drunk.
Maybe she had a cocktail with her freeze-dried sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, see, he's going to be more hated for that than anything else.
As he should be.
What?
As he should be. Because, first of all, he can't. He can't.
He's lying.
Right. He can't.
It's full of shit.
Well, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to call them over there and be like, that's it. Overturn that.
And just, then what?
Where's my overturned stamper?
Right. And it better be quick, too, because right after he's done with that, he's got to deport all these Mexicans.
Well, that's the scary thing is how much of the this is what happened in Turkey, Poland, where they have these democracies, but then lunatics get in charge. But the lunatics are also in charge of the legislatures. So then when the lunatic says, I don't like how long it takes. And I don't think this process that we have to go through of amending the Constitution. It's so silly.
Oh, right.
And they just start chopping away at these guaranteed protections that were that they had. Look at in Turkey.
Hey, we're going to get through all the red tape.
Yeah, in Turkey, he's club the press. There's nothing left of the press in Turkey. If you tweet anything or put out a story that's bad against Erdogan, you're an enemy of the state and you can be locked up.
Hey, call out the black vans.
And that's a democracy.
Oh, yes.
Wink, wink, wink. Who's to say they won't try to do that shit here? We've got that horrible Patriot Act that those evil fuckwads passed and shoved in our rectums when we were all scared in the corner.
How opportunistic. Of
the scary Muslims that blew up the World Trade Center.
God.
And so then they use that opportunity to put in those vagaries of the fucking Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Where, if you're designated an enemy combatant, you got no rights. Zero constitution. Sorry. Right. We can rendition you and send you to Guantanamo. But then there's no apparatus for who and what decides what an enemy of the state is.
Yeah, Lori loves it.
Or what a terrorist is.
And Lori loves it. People like Lori, they love that shit. They don't even know why they love it. They're just idiots.
Wow. Now, see, he's going to be more hated for that than anything else. Will kill for that. They will kill him for that.
Well, this is what I have. Well, I should.
I mean, that demons of hell will come out to protect the killing of babies.
Well, here's what I have a problem
the
with.
Devil.
Wait a second.
Let her talk.
God damn it. You know what's fucked up? He's talking about demons appearing from hell.
Demons from hell.
Yeah, but what about this? We have demons from hell now, Lori. What's going to be worse than that?
He thinks demons from hell are going to try to kill Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump's going to save the baby.
Shit. Shouldn't we be worrying about how to deal with these demons of hell?
Or let me correct that.
Right.
He doesn't believe that. He is telling people to believe that because he wants them to buy the 90-day food bucket, 274 servings, a $65 savings, only for a limited time, $100.
Right. Yes.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
The demons of hell will come out to protect the killing of babies.
Well, here's what I have a problem
with. The devil loves to kill.
I have a problem with preachers.
Tried to kill Jesus, tried to kill Moses.
This is what they're... Now we're seeing a microcosm of the breakfast table.
Oh, my God. That's right.
He's talking about some shit. She's like, yes, yes, oh, yes. And I think that... And he's talking away and nobody is listening.
All right.
To the Nobody other one. Shit. They're just doing it on stage now.
And he's having a real moment here. He's having like a real
She's not letting
moment.
Him. Yeah.
She is fucking it up.
Yeah.
To kill.
I have a problem with preachers.
Tried to kill Jesus. Tried to kill Moses at birth.
Wait, what? Tried the demons? What demons tried to kill Jesus?
Was that Right Wing Watch or Media Matters or something who posted that site?
Rightwingwatch.org. What?
Guys, you cut it off too early.
What demons tried to kill Jesus? Did I miss?
No.
Did I miss that day at Catholic school? Was there a demon that tried to kill Jesus?
But they cut that clip off way too early. Because.
Well, any clip. Any right. truncated clip of Jim Baker and Lori is sad.
Demons coming from hell is like the biggest. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
What Lori's concerned about. I don't know what else she's concerned about. It's fascinating, those two. I mean.
They will kill for that. They will kill him for that. The devil, the demons of hell, will come out to protect the killing of babies. The devil loves to kill. Tried to kill Jesus. Tried to kill Moses at birth.
Oh, shit. Is that how it went down?
I thought, didn't Mama Moses toss him in a little reed boat and send him down
right?
the Nile? Yeah.
But because everyone's firstborn was being killed or something like that? Or
yeah, the Pharaoh got wind that some Jew was being born.
Right, a prophet.
Yeah. That was going to be a prophet or some shit like that.
That's how she saved her baby. She put him in a boat in a river with nobody in the Nile.
I'm thinking it's
in the Nile.
A little on the mythical side.
What kind of fucking pussy ass crocodiles were swimming around in there? Like, oh, look, there's baby meat floating in
the
basket.
Hey, he had God magic protecting him.
God. I mean, I think a crocodile would feast on Moses, wouldn't you think? I mean,
God, that's some spectacular batshittery from Jim Baker and Lori.
Oh, yeah.
The devil wants to kill Donald Trump just like he wanted to kill Jesus and Moses.
I don't want to bring... God, it's so fucked up.
The devil wants to kill Trump just like he wanted to kill Jesus and Moses.
Why are they turning him into a mythical goddess? Goddess.
That's
insane.
Yeah, this cult of personality, the Kim Jong-un-ish kind of shit. Trump... Still on the first, which was two nights ago, after all the real polls came out, the scientific polls that had more than 2-1 on every poll I saw, he got schlonged by her or labiaed by her.
Labiaed.
Or clitoral hooded by her.
Yes.
And
released the uterus.
And she, he still on the first. Tweeted out, I won that debate.
God.
And don't worry about this media spin and these fake. He threw a little baby man tantrum.
His idea of spin is just a fucking lie. And it's clumsy. It's not spin. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's nothing clever about it.
1:16 p.m. on Saturday. I won the debate. If you decide without watching, the totally one-sided spin in quotes that followed.
Oh my God!
So if you didn't watch this, no, I watched that debate as it was happening, and the moment it was over, I was popping champagne corks because it was such a spectacular drubbing that she delivered upon him. So, sorry, Don.
Yes.
I did decide that you had lost that debate even before the totally one-sided spin after
You just sounded so stupid.
But listen to the second half.
Okay.
I won the debate if you decide without watching the totally one-sided spin that followed. This, despite the really bad microphone. There was no really bad microphone.
Right. God, and for those of you listening, At Vital Experience just did the classic Trump jazz hands. Those weird little gestures.
Well, I did
an okay
with a point and then a jazz hand.
Right. It's like he's signing punctuation. It's very strange. It's
and that's how he stays fit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I believe it. See,
remember?
Now, that's the one thing I believe.
He was asked if he exercised, and he's like, I gesture a lot when I talk.
No shit. I'm sure that burns lots of calories for him. I mean.
Yeah. Being a racist burns at least an extra 100 calories. So gross. So
God,
fucking
so,
gross.
So stupid. It's so depressing that so many people are going to vote for him.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine.
There's a lot of lunacy going on.
Good God.
I've got here.
Bleh.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes. By the way, we're here every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern type coast live. And then don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Hey, if you download us on iTunes, toss us some stars, like us, thumbs us up and shit. And even if you don't get us from iTunes, if you like what we do here, we don't bombard you with ads and shit. And
that's right.
We don't beg you for money a lot. then
we don't try to sell you powdered soup
yet. then you can go to, you know, you can help us out. Even if you get us from the website, or if you get us, however you download us, subscribe to us on iTunes anyway. You don't even have to go there or anything, but that helps us out.
Oh, yeah.
It helps float us to the top of the searches and shit like that. So
it's
a good way to help other people get the crabs. Help spread the crabs. We'd appreciate the hell out of that.
That's right. Everybody needs to be itching just a little more.
there's a story I'm going to put up on, you know, I'll put a link in the blog post, maybe on, up on our Facebook, but it was Politico over the weekend, inside Trump's cyborg Twitter army. It's exactly what we've talked about here before on the show, running a Facebook page that's political and bent right now. I mean, holy shit. I'm seeing scores of fake accounts.
People commenting.
And
stuff like
it'll
that.
Be anything that you put on. You could put, wow, it really rained like hell today in Southern California. And, oh yeah, reminds me of how Hillary lied to everybody.
Is there like a sweatshop of little evil Trumpalos tweeting
and,
away?
And they know that if they're pure Trump,
yes,
that they're going to be laughed off the board or probably hidden. Well, we don't really, you have to really be heinous to be banned off our page. But they're worried that they'll get deleted or banned or something. So they say, well, they do this. I voted Democrat my whole life.
But
then Hillary cheated in the election and cheated Bernie out of votes.
So now we're going to elect a guy who's on trial for raping a 13-year-old girl. And he's being investigated for human trafficking. Lovely.
You know, I'll find out for tomorrow, but I did see a story that lawsuit was withdrawn, but refiled a couple days later. And one story I saw said, but I only saw it one place, and I tried to Google it at that moment, and there was nothing else out yet, but I'll do it today, that it was refiled with a new witness, allegedly.
Oh, okay.
That someone else is corroborating. The story I read said that somebody, she said, she admitted that she worked for that guy that's in jail, that pedophile that had underage chick fuck island. That guy?
Yes.
And
Fantasy Island.
That, you know, Bill Clinton may hung out at that island once or twice.
Who knows?
And allegedly Donald also, that he and this other guy, you know, like spit roasted a 12-year-old or something like that.
Are there a bunch of illegitimate children just running around that island? Being raised.
Oh God. What a Lord of the Flies kind of shit.
But from like crazy politicians like Newt Gingrich genes.
Right. Ted Cruz billionaire genes. Children running around. It would be Lord of the Flies.
Right.
Instantly.
But without the money.
Where was I going with this?
You know what? You were talking about the lawsuit against Trump, and it's being refiled with a new witness.
Yeah, there's allegedly a new witness, but I'll find out about that. But that this was the woman who helped procure young girls for the process.
A handler. One point.
Like she was agent or something. I don't know. And what I read, if it's true, if it's not a fake bullshit site, they said that according to the new filing, that she is now testifying on behalf of this, at the time, 13, 14-year-old girl, that, she was one of the ones that I had hired.
Right.
Or I had procured.
Oh, my God.
For this guy and Trump. She says and Trump.
Wow.
So we'll see. But people are...
Even if it's not... Say it's not true. I mean, still, this guy is associated with this in some way.
Right.
I mean, unless it's all bullshit. Maybe all these scandals surrounding Trump are all bullshit. Maybe none of it's true.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But the thing is, the Trump stories, we're finding evidence. So there's smoke and fire. Where right. Hillary, it's the Republicans take a deep drag off a cigarette and blow smoke into the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then say, look, smoke!
But people
and you can't find fire.
But people aren't looking into him the way they look into Trump. Oh, nobody's looking into nobody's Hillary.
Nobody's looked into Hillary.
There's no investigation.
For the last 30 years, and she's gotten away with everything.
Oh, yeah. There's no congressional meetings.
She only testified for 11 hours. That's nothing. It's such bullshit.
It really is.
They're so fucking annoying.
It's sexism.
Yeah.
A lot of it's sexism.
Much of it.
Oh, shit.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this Monday edition of Crab Diving. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, spread the crabs. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here. Doesn't cost you anything. And bookmark that shit. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go, reset the cookie for us and help us out here.
Reset our cookie.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed, RatedRComedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Instagram and Twitter at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
Have a great Monday, everybody. Tuesday, whatever.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.